86, 87. Know what I'm saying? All through these years, I was going through the crack era, all that. I've been part of that from selling it to using it. So I done participated in all levels of this. So that's why I'm trying to tell you that it was a diabolical scheme by the federal, by the government. By the government, so that.
But you said that in the end, it was you getting involved with your family.
My family,
that
my
changed,
community.
That changed your life.
Involved with my life and my family. After, you know, and like I said, is that you have to understand that during this period of time, there's other leaders, you know, mainly like Al Sharpton, you know what I'm saying, Farrakhan, he was preaching, preparing the people, you know, his leadership was in the community, waking the people up, letting them know, yo, we have to start getting involved. We can't allow to keep falling, you know, it's not, you can't blame the white man for your misfortune if you're gonna keep walking down the same block, falling in the same hole.
Right.
So it got to the level where the black men started getting involved and start understanding it.
Right. The first time you see the hole when you step into it.
Sometimes you fall into it.
Yeah.
You walk through there and thinking that you get around it. The next time you might see, I could go down the block and get around the hole a different way. Let me go on the other side. So, you still fall.
So you think Farrakhan and Sharpton pointed out the hole?
Some of the reasons are pointing. Some of the wisdom that pointed out the hole, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you know good and well, there's no way in the world you could credit anything to the government. Even under Clinton. More black men were locked up under Clinton than any other administration. So, you know, we understand that only because of the bylaws that was already set by Bush father, by the senior Bush. So, you know, all these calculations and stuff was already set. So during his first 3 years of years in office, More prisons was built.
Right.
Under Cuomo, under Bataki.
Yeah, no, the main government response to it has been building prisons.
Build prisons.
Yeah.
And to the point then it got so big that now you got major corporations like Kellogg on them that has stocks in prison.
Right, but something else changed the lives.
It's the calculation of whatever, it's how they calculate it, that's all.
Uh-huh.
So it's nothing
anyway.
Justifiable. It's how you do statistics. However you do statistics, it's however whoever's in charge of it.
Right.
Like I could say that every man that walks past that got a cigarette in his mouth is a black or Hispanic. So I might say, he might say, well, I'm Hispanic, but I consider myself to be Ecuadorian, so I won't count him as Hispanic. So it's however you do your statistics.
There's a lot to that, sure.
So it's however you want to calculate your statistics, and however you want to structure your census. That's how it goes. So you know it's how they use their numbers. And so it's not, believe me, every day, men are getting locked up out of it. Murder dropped dramatically.
I understand fully that's a change in only one thing.
Yeah. Because of that crack revolution. The crack is not no longer a major where it is structured, it is to our lives then. And before the crack revolution, it was the heroin revolution. And I've been part of all those revolutions, born and raised here in Harlem. So I've seen it, and I've participated in all levels of those revolutions, and I've seen the war, and I've seen the casualties of that war.
Right.
You know, being perpetrated as a epidemic, but when yet just like with the infection of the community being infected by AIDS, yet the Afro Americans make up 15% of the population, but yet they're making up 40% of the deaths and other casualties of that. It's a man-made germ. Scientists, anybody who know about biology can simply explain to you that AIDS is not a disease; it's a germ. It's a man-made
germ. Yeah, it's
germ.
A germ.
It's a germ that's being controlled manually by the man, by man.
Well, I thank you for your perceptions.
God bless you. Just keep doing your research. Like I said, but if you're going to do research, you got to keep an open mind. You got to have an open mind when you're doing your research. Because it allows you not to be prejudiced against the understanding of those who are being affected by what you're trying to find out.
Yep, try to.
All right. God bless you.
Take care.
I hope you have a successful research.
Thank you very much.